It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater and the Tibbetts Opera House, the Tibbetts Foundation and Arts Council is the official name. And that's what we're talking about today, art from the standpoint of what's in the art gallery and a chance for artists to get their work exposed a little bit. Joining us in the studio is Deb Thennan, the ex-chair of the Arts Alive organization, and Matt Biocchini, who folks have seen your art before, actually in relation to Tibbetts, Matt, with some of the posters that you've done in the past, right?
Yes, they have.
Yeah, what are some of those that you've done in the past for the Tibbetts, do you remember?
I think I've really only done one. It was a Little Shop of Horrors. Okay. But I just recently submitted some for A Chorus Line and Guys and Dolls.
Okay, I remember that Little Shop of Horrors one. That was very cool.
Yeah, it was like a comic book kind of style, I believe. I hadn't seen one done like that yet, so.
Yeah. Well, Deb, Arts Alive is putting together some themed art gallery exhibits at the Tibbetts. Again, a chance for artists to get exposed and get their work seen by folks in the community, right?
Yes, exactly. It's a great way to just get some work out there. And for those who kind of, some artists that need assignments, this is kind of a good way to go, and others to tie into our themes for the summer. This year we've got Ice Baby that's up right now, and that'll be up until the end of March, or the beginning of March, sorry. And then we have Shades of Gray, which is a great way for a lot of photographers to get into a show. That would be a very easy theme to exhibit in. And after that, we've got Bloomin' Summer and Junk Mail, which will both be during our summer Stock Theater. And then we will wrap up the year with our State of Envy show and also Identity Crisis.
Okay, Matt, your work on display, March 3rd through May 5th, and actually kicking it off with a very special reception coming up in conjunction with the Coldwater Comedy Fest. Tell us about what work will you have on display?
Well, it'll be a wide variety of pieces exploring such socially relevant topics as, it's just stuff. It's like I mainly paint like hobos and robots and stuff like that. So I'm just gonna combine it and throw up some hobos and some robots and okay. Some robot hobos. Like I'm not even joking. Like a actual robot hobo. And
I've never seen one of those before. I don't think.
So. I don't know. I just paint what I like. It's nothing socially relevant or it's gonna be earth shattering or anything. And, so. No,
there's not a big message to it necessarily.
No, not at all.
So when you said you got that blank canvas, do you have the idea before you go to start painting, or is it just whatever inspires you as you go?
Well, initially when I'm looking at the canvas, what I try to think of is bad art, and then I try not to do that.
Okay.
So. No, a lot of the times I'll sketch it out, because when I first started painting, I would try to just go from nothing, and that just did not ever come out looking very good. So a lot of the times I'll sketch and sketch and sketch, and probably after like, excuse me, a year or 6 months to a year, sometimes I'll have an idea finally that I like, and then it'll take me forever so I'm really slow. At it, because I do have an idea, but and I like that idea to be I don't like to deviate from it once I've gotten it.
Okay.
So
we call that meticulous.
Right. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the fancy word.
See, again, I thought I was just a procrastinator, but I'm going to make a note of the word meticulous.
Yeah,
I'll use that.
Meticulous Matt, we call him now. So, but
can we not call me that?
Well, this is okay. Never again. Yes, okay. Never again. But Matt's reception will be part of the Coldwater Comedy Fest, which is March 14th, 6:30, and then it'll be an artist talk, so folks get a chance to chat to you about your artwork too, and then the Comedy Fest starts. 7:30 that night. And again, for you as an artist, and Deb, both of you guys kind of maybe chime in on this, to have the ability to have an art gallery like this and a chance to expose your art, whether it's at the Tibbetts or Art Walk or things like that, that is so neat, isn't it, to be able to show off your stuff?
It is. A lot of the time you'll just, at least with me anyway, I'll just do something and I'll say, I really like this. And then I'll make room for it in the back of my drawing room and I set it there and it stays there. So it is, and I've actually in the last 6 years just taken to hanging my own stuff in my house because I like looking at it. And that seems kind of pompous, but I mean, otherwise, what's the point of doing it if people aren't going to see it? So, yeah, having these events and galleries to, because quite frankly, I mean, nobody, you may get into art and creating art because you have, you know, an innate want to do it, but inevitably everybody gets into it because they want to show off.
Yeah,
and they want people to see what they've done. So
I mean, it should be appreciated.
Right. Well, that's what I'm. It's not. I'm not saying that like it's a bad thing. Like waving my finger at other artists. It's just the inherent need that artists have. I mean, that's there's a saying that no artist creates in a vacuum, and there is one artist that I know that did do that. But every other artist in the world, I mean, they create so that other people can appreciate it. So.
Yeah. And especially folks like me who can't draw stick figures. So.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a really good way to kind of force ourselves as artists to get out there a little bit. And I think one of the things I really like too is giving some newer artists the confidence to show in Coldwater and, you know, in those opportunities. And then they say, oh, I can do this. So it's kind of a neat way to get into it.
And you mentioned these theme shows. So we're actually taking submission for those right now. And folks can get more information, obviously, at the Tibbetts offices. Or they could artsaliveemail@yahoo.com. Could send an email off and get more information. Follow you guys on Facebook, too, to find out. To get their work as part of these shows, right?
Yes. And they can always drop off their work prior to the opening date at the Tibbetts offices. And we're revamping our website right now, so hopefully it'll be a little more user-friendly. But I think Facebook is definitely the easiest way to keep updated on what's coming up for all of our shows. So, and we also have a new opportunity to do these solo shows in our lower level of the gallery. So we have, obviously, Matt showing first, and then we have Dennis James, Eric DeGroot, and Kim Swain will also be doing solo exhibitions this year as well. So
neat stuff. Well, again, fulfilling the vision of the Arts Council portion of the Tibbetts, too, is collaboration with Arts Alive. So good luck with the exhibition, Matt. Now, will they get you actually on stage for the Comedy Fest then, too, or...?
No, why would I? That's just, that would go.
You're pretty funny
right?
This morning, actually. So that's what I thought. Maybe.
Well, I was delightful in Guys and Dolls when I was in that particular production, and I was quite proud of that work. So maybe I will. I don't know.
Jump on that stage.
Well, thanks for coming in. Good luck with the show. Deb Thennan, the ex-chair of the Arts Alive organization, Matt Biacchini, whose art's going to be on display at the Tibbetts as well with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.